everybody, and welcome to this training for the EFT Mentees program in the EFT Academy. This is Jan Luther, the EFT Founding Master and the Director of the EFT Academy. So I want to share this audio with you because I feel like it's a really great example of don't rush the client. Okay, so I know it's really easy for us when we can kind of see the reframe. It's one of my challenges, I have to be honest, is that frequently Spirit will show me the reframe early in the conversation. And I kind of have to hold my tongue and wait for the client to catch up, right? We have to let them emotionally inch their way into a place where they are ready to shift their mind. At first, if they're really in this emotional place of resistance or anger or sadness or grief or whatever their emotional place is, and we can see how to shift the mindset, but they're not ready yet, we're going to close their spirit. So three things you need to know about this client. Number one, she has been a VIP member of the Ego Tamer Academy for, I think, at this point, at the time it's recording, at least 3 years, which means that we are having sessions every month, 12 months out of the year. She's part of pretty much every program that I present. Bottom line, we speak the same language. We share the same beliefs. I know what her beliefs are spiritually. And so because I have this rapport with her and I've worked with her enough, I know exactly how to recover when I made the mistake of getting all up in her business and being in a hurry to try to get her to see it differently instead of feel it differently. I also want you to notice that when we come to this point where she says no, I shifted. I caught myself getting in a hurry and trying to think our way through it instead of feel our way through it. So I shifted into what I call healing conversations, which I'll teach in another lesson somewhere, of being able to watch my tone of voice and the energy that I'm putting out. And I quickly shifted it from mental to physical. So I started to try to get both of us out of our mind and into the feeling by asking her to stop and tell me where she felt it in her body. Okay? So make notes as you're going through this, but I also want you to realize that even though I could call this a mistake, I could feel really bad that, oh my gosh, I got pushy, I got in a hurry, I got whatever. I did recover, I did catch it. But I always believe that even in these so-called, air quotes, mistakes, growth happens. And something good came of it. And you'll notice that I give a really potent teaching point even when I realize I've closed her spirit and she said no. So listen to the audio and then I'll speak some more at the end.
The thing that I'm feeling right now is it's like I'm feeling the pain of the millions of people that are affected by this government shutdown. The people who are going to the food bank for the first time ever. One woman said, I set up this food bank and here I am in line to get some food for my family and I never ever thought I'd be here. And stuff like that. And then I just start to cry. This whole thing seems so huge and so overwhelming and so unnecessary. And so that's kind of where I am right now.
Okay. So in a spiritual perception, what would have happened if this woman had not been prompted? They're showing me Joseph, how he had the priest lay up all the grain. And they filled all these granaries, and then for 7 years there was a famine, and that was the only people who had grain.
Mm-hmm.
And had he not been sold into slavery, he would not have been in the right place to put those things in motion for that rainy day, for that dry day in his state.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, this woman ended up being better off because she had set up this thing. Fine. I don't think most of the people are better off.
I'm not saying, but see, that is our perception as well, too, because it's really tricky as humans to be in the circumstance and not have all of those, kind of the black or white again, the A or B. It is or it isn't. And my perception always is, if I can step back and ask Spirit to help me see it differently, how could I see this in a way that it might be for their spiritual growth, for their soul's experience? And trust me, been in those dark places, been in those hard mind moments where it doesn't feel like this is a spiritual lesson. It feels like I'm being punished. It feels like I'm doing without. And who's in charge and who do I blame, right? Does that make sense?
No.
So what part doesn't make sense?
So let's take some examples. There are people who were buying a house and they're going to lose it because the U.S. Department of Agriculture is not writing mortgages right now. And they had been approved and everything, and instead they're going to lose their house and everything.
Yeah.
You know, is that their fault? Is that a lesson to them? You know, what about the people who can't pay their mortgage? Or this woman who called in and she said, you know, I'm on assistance, but it looks like the people who provide the assistance are shut down right now, so I'm going to lose this place that I've worked so hard to even get crawl out of the hole up into this place. And it's just the enormity of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really sad that most Americans can't handle $500 in bills, you know, without going to their credit cards. It's really sad. But that doesn't mean, I mean, okay, so we hit them all upside the head.
So I want you to tune into your body right now. And how does it feel in your body when you engage in their story?
It feels really awful.
Yeah. Where does it live? Where are you feeling it in your body?
My upper chest.
Okay, so upper chest, heart, throat. And on a scale of 0 to 10, how upsetting does it feel?
10.
Yeah. So we're going to all start with that. And if you're listening later, or if you're on now and your story doesn't seem quite the same, say the same words anyway, and we'll just see if some of the energy will shift. Karate chopping. Even though it's so upsetting. And I see all these people who are suffering.
People who've been struggling already.
And it feels like that through no fault of their own, it's getting harder, not easier. And there are people in politics. In politics or in leadership, so far, whatever.
In politics or leadership.
That aren't leading. And aren't experiencing the pain that they're causing. I deeply and completely honor my heart for feeling such empathy. And I feel, what other words would you use? Indignant, angry, sad.
All of those.
Mm-hmm. And I'm honored
Incredulous. You know, what in the world? Where have we lost all human... reason, empathy.
Decency, yes.
Even though I'm kind of in shock and grief.
Because I'm still surprised that these kind of people are on the world. I'm not sure why I'm still surprised. I've been here a couple days.
I'm not sure why I'm still surprised. I've been here a couple days.
And I've seen different faces of this evil.
And I've seen different faces of this evil.
And I recognize that I hate when other people hurt.
And I recognize that I hate when other people hurt.
And that's a good sign.
And that's a good sign.
That I have a good heart.
That I have a good heart.
And I care deeply for people.
And I care deeply for people.
But I'm trying to make sense out of craziness.
I'm trying to make sense out of craziness.
I can't solve the government shutdown.
I can't solve the government shutdown.
And I don't know that I have an answer of who or how we can.
And I don't know if I have an answer of who or how we can.
So I
you know who
myself...
Chef Andre is? The fellow who went down to Puerto Rico and has been
fed
feeding the people?
Mm-hmm.
All the people there and in Hawaii and in California for the fires and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
He set up a kitchen right across from Trump Towers, and he's feeding all the people there that need food.
So look at the opportunity that Chef Andre has to be the hands of God in this harsh situation.
Right.
And my mom used to say it kind of weird. She'd say something to the effect of, there's nothing so bad that ever happens that something good can't come out of it. If we can look for the good that's coming out, we don't get sucked into the overwhelm and the grief.
Right.
Because the overwhelm and grief paralyze us, top of the head on the crown. I'm asking my body to loosen up some of this grief and sadness.
I'm asking my body to loosen up some of this grief and sadness.
Turning to the eyes, I've been railing against the wind.
I've been railing against the wind.
Side of the eyes. I wonder if there's another way that I could be.
Wonder if there's another way that I could be.
Under the eyes. That I might actually contribute to a positive energy in this crazy world.
I might actually contribute to a positive energy in this crazy world.
And I was not saying that we don't accept and honor the pain and struggling.
Nothing that we don't accept and honor the pain and struggling.
Come to your chin. It's real in this real world. We get that.
It's real in this real world. We get that.
Collarbone, we're not pretending that it's not.
We're not pretending that it's not.
Under the arm. And we know.
And we know.
That in that same chaos energy.
But in that same chaos energy.
Bottom of the ribs, I can't find a solution.
I can't find a solution.
Top of the head, I can't solve a problem or know what's mine to do if I'm staying in the chaos.
I can't solve a problem or know what's mine to do if I stay in the chaos.
Tears in the eyes. And sometimes I create the chaos by overthinking or watching or something.
And sometimes I create the chaos by overthinking or watching.
Side of the eyes. Not all of our powerful creators under the eyes. So whatever my attention goes to, I'm going to manifest or affirm that, whether I mean to or not, under the nose. And I know that this sounds super simplified, but where my attention goes and the energy flows, I'm contributing either to peace and a positive, hopeful outcome, come to your chin, or I'm actually contributing to the energy of chaos by resisting the crap that I don't like seeing. Collarbones. I want to send love to these people who are suffering. Right?
Right.
Under the arm. I want to have compassion for their pain.
I want to have compassion for their pain.
Bottom of the ribs. And I don't know right now if there's anything I can physically, financially, there's nothing humanly for me to do right now.
There's nothing humanly for me to do right now.
Any argument with that? Anything that's come to you that you should be doing or participating in? Or not that you have to share.
Well,
that.
If I wasn't leaving town on Friday morning,
yeah.
I would actually go down and volunteer with Chef Andre. because I think that's really cool.
That is really cool.
Well, hopefully this isn't going to be going on after I get back, but there's always that time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, everybody's not going to be pulled right out of the depths instantly, at any rate.
Mm-hmm. So now just tune into your body right now, and we haven't solved any problems. We haven't fed any people. On a scale of 0 to 10, how upsetting does it feel now in your body?
Oh, maybe a 3.
So, my love, knowing how smart you are in spirit, which makes you more powerful, being in this higher, lower level of upset and distress, or being in the midst of that high-level distress?
Yeah, that's exhausting. Being
it is exhausting.
It's exhausting. And, yeah. And I try and just think about other things, and then something jumps in, and then it just, like, takes me down again.
And that's such a good example, because that's what ego wants us to do, right? Is it goes, ooh, I found her addiction. I'm going to use her compassion. I'm going to use her compassion against her. And then I'm going to make her feel guilty for not doing something, even though spirit has not told her a damn thing to do.
Yeah.
I was with a client this morning. Let me see if I found it here. Yes. I was with a client this morning, and we've, like, month after month, we talk about when I get this feeling of I should, that icky, should. And as he was talking, I went, wait. I heard something that I hadn't really noticed before, is I never should on myself until ego says, you've got to. You need to, right? Until ego puts some kind of pressure phrase on should, on what it is, we never get to the should. So if we can back it up and catch our mind saying, you got to solve this, you got to go help, you got to go. Can you just feel the energy in that? That striving energy? It's like, I can't breathe, right?
Yeah.
And so what if we need to do nothing but to send love and prayers and blessings to those people until an opportunity arises and we go, oh, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I know our mind wants to blame somebody. You know, ego's always looking for someone to either give credit or blame to. We do the same thing with God. We give credit when things are great, and we blame him when things are going rough. How could you let this? No, it's free will all the way, right? Either it's always free or it's never free. So tell me where you are. Tell me when you're thinking about this now. Does it feel easier? Does it feel...
Well, it doesn't physically hurt as bad.
That's what we're looking for.
So that's a real plus. You know, I keep going through my mind of what could I do? What could I do?
So what if you ask spirit, what if anything would you have me do for anyone in this situation right now? What, if anything? So Spirit is reminding me, you have done your part in little ways for these families that are coming through the apartment, through the home, through your, right? Is you're doing your little part that is yours to do. You're giving people a break. You're giving people opportunities to live in really nice homes with a good landlord, right? You're taking care of your neighbors. The part that you're doing is your part. It may not have anything to do, or it may. I'm not saying it won't come up to you. But for me, when I can ask, what if anything is mine to do, then I can wait and hear. And if something doesn't pop in my head, my goal is to have a peaceful heart to send that love energy out of going, I believe in you guys. You're learning your soul's journey, your contract with these people in the government who are doing this thing that I think is stupid, and I try to own it that way, that I think is stupid because I can't see the whole picture. Right? And then I get to be in a space of peace where I can affect. So they're showing me a teepee with no fire, with a fire circle around it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can't stop the fire if we're lighting our own matches. That's interesting.
What just came to me is that, you know, I'm flying out to Washington State to help these two women have, you know, to build more business.
Yep.
And for each of them, that's a huge thing. And maybe that's the piece that I'm, you know, making a difference in someone's life right there. And if I were to drop that and go out there without fully preparing, for example, then that would be a disservice to them. So maybe what I'm doing is the right thing right now.
I would say a huge amen. Now tell me how your heart feels. Now tell me how it feels in your chest.
That feels okay.
Mm-hmm. And so on a scale of 0 to 10, when you think about the upsetting, all these people suffering, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is that in your vibration now? Those people that I can't, right now, I can't even reach them.
Right, right. Well, it's kind of pushed over by the ones that I am reaching.
Right, because that's your flock. That's your little ministry. That's your little purpose, your little mission.
Hmm.
And part of what I know about how ego works is it wants to keep us minding other people's business so that we're not minding our own. Because when I try to mind other people's business, I get frustrated. I get judgy. I get holier than thou. I get, right, as it brings out all, when I let that ego lead with those kind of energies and thoughts and vibrations, I leave myself. And then I'm really no good to the people who I am.
Right.
Supposed to support. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, that it does feel a lot better. Like,
yay. I love your compassionate heart. I love how much you care. I know a huge amount of that comes from your own life experiences of going through the tough times, right? That it's those things. Part of what we might want to do in other sessions is see if there's any part of us that's still holding on to wanting to be rescued or wanting to blame or, right, any piece or part of that that might still be a little crumb of fodder for the ego, we'll want to take that out of your system going forward so that you're able to then go, okay, what have I learned? Every time you went through a tough thing with your kids, every time you went through that crap, that BS with those men in leadership, you learned something. You learned to keep your cool. You learned to do your best. You learned to recognize the good that came out of it. You made the way for your... Right?
Right.
We had whole generations that went through depression and taught us to not be so frivolous, to not be so ungrateful.
Yeah.
I'm so, so grateful for you, the parts that you do. Mm-hmm. Your heart feels much better to me now. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So, did you notice how I got really, really soft and quiet with her when I realized I'd closed her spirit? I got really intentional about my language and reflecting what I heard her say. In fact, the minute I caught it and I shifted my energy into tapping, I was being really careful to reflect what I heard her say, okay, versus being up in the head and in the mind. A really good thing, and maybe I wasn't even really conscious that I do that until right now, is if I feel like we're getting all heady and stopped up, bring it into the body, bring it into the feelings. The other thing is she was able to quiet her mind enough and to receive what I was offering as new insights until she tuned into her own inner wisdom, which is my favorite part of this work. We want to teach our clients. We want to help them. We want to facilitate them coming up with their own best answers and even their own best reframes. So with all that in mind, give us your feedback. Let us know what you learned. And realize that a geyser, whether you've triggered it or they've triggered it, can be a wonderful thing for great healing.